Greetings in the adorable name of our soon coming Savior and Lord, John Horn, your speaker. Join us now for a few further meditations in the Gospel by St. John. And we're going to think of the second title in which he's presented to us in this first chapter. And if you were to go down to about verse 9, you would read this amazing statement: "That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." And I think we have pointed out that one translation puts it like this: "That was the true light which shineth for every man that cometh into the world." Yes, thank God, he was and still is the true light. Of course, he's no longer in the world. He's back in the presence of God, having accomplished for us eternal redemption. Now, it is true that our blessed Lord is spoken of in this gospel and various portions throughout the whole of the New Testament. He's set before us as the one who is interested in mankind, yes, as the one who loves sinners. Let me remark, he hates sin, but loves sinners. Regardless of what your past may have been, regardless of what your present is, we certainly can tell you that God is love, and we hope to do so in some of the following broadcasts. But for this little message, we want you to think of him as he's presented here as the light. Now listen, God is presented to us in the person of his Son as the light, the true light, before he is ever presented to us as the one who is love. God is love. His word declares it. Yes, thank God. But we want you to know him. We want you to think of him, first of all, as the true light. You see, sin is that is so hateful to God that he cannot look upon it. He's of pure eyes and to behold evil, and he cannot look upon iniquity. Sin, I repeat, God hates. And will you remember that when our Lord Jesus Christ was lifted up upon Calvary's cross, and when he became the sin purger, now listen, this is amazing. God, a holy God, turned the world into dense darkness. Yes, a darkness that could be felt. And during those hours when darkness covered the whole face of the earth, and the Lord Jesus Christ was paying the penalty for guilt and sin, not his own, let me remind you that God, a holy God, had to turn away his face from his own dear Son. You see, sin was upon his Son. God cannot look upon sin, and therefore he turns his back upon his own blessed Son. Yes, God hates sin. And I'll tell you what light does. You know, light ever and always exposes. And even in this very same gospel, over just a few chapters, that is to say in the third chapter, we read that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And neither cometh to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved or made manifest. But we want you to know that, first of all, God is brought before us in his Son, in the person of his Son, for he was very God, let me stress that, very God, and at the same time, very man. And after he speaks of himself as the eternal Word, then he is brought before us as the true light, that exposes guilt and that exposes sin. And I'm wondering if you have come to the light. I'm wondering if you have just faced up to facts in his holy presence and said to him, "Well, now, blessed Lord, there may have been sins, and my sins may appear to me to be multitudinous, and some of those sins I would not dare tell to anyone. I have been keeping them a deep, dark secret, but you know them all. For the darkness and the light are alike to him." Yes, and nothing can be hid from his holy eye. And I'm sure that is brought before us again and again in the Gospels. There is nothing hid but what shall be brought to the light. So if you want to have those sins of yours that you wouldn't tell anyone, you wouldn't dare tell anyone, you just admit today that God knows all about them, and those sins will be brought to the light. Those sins must be punished. First, he brings to the light. He reveals himself as the light, and then, thank God, he reveals himself as a love. God is love. Yes, blessed be his name forever and forever. You come to the light now. Come to the Word of God. Read it painstakingly. Read it carefully. And you'll discover just exactly how you stand under the holy searchlight of his all-seeing eye. And if there's a desire to have those sins put away, he'll put them away today by an act on your part of simple faith in his precious atoning blood.